As summer winds to a close, the Aspen Skiing Company is looking ahead to winter. They're counting on international visitors from typical players like Australia and Brazil, but also new countries. Ski co-director of worldwide sales, Christy Kavanaugh, says international visits make up 30% of the company's annual revenue and the community benefits. I spoke with her recently.
They go out and dine, and they shop, and they like to bring things home and send things home. And they do spend more per day than a United States guest, and they do stay about twice as long.
And they come during a time that's important to the Aspen Skiing Company.
We have a significant amount of people who will come post-Christmas, holiday, New Year's, and then depart around X Games or depart prior to Presidents. So they come in that between our big bookends of occupancy. And a lot of the domestic guests, because they travel over Christmas and travel over Presidents, don't travel in that space. So they fill a great hole for us.
Which international markets are receiving the most attention from the skiing company, you know, leading into this next season?
You know, Australia gets a ton of attention because it's our top one. Brazil always gets a lot of our attention. And also the other countries around it now, with Peru and Chile and Argentina growing the way it is, and Mexico. I mean, we really see a lot of potential there. Europe gets a great deal of attention too, because, well, each country in and of its own doesn't necessarily wow anyone in its numbers. Collectively as a continent, it does quite well for us, and Scandinavia is growing, and then of course tied to that a bit would be growing some opportunities in the Middle East. We do know that there's a lot of activity from the Middle East, you know, the Abu Dhabis, the Dubais are going off into Switzerland and Austria, and why shouldn't they come over here, and why not again be wowed and wooed by the Old West?
The currency rate isn't super favorable going into the 2015-2016 ski season. How might that affect the resort here?
Different markets are more vulnerable and more sensitive, if you will, to the currency exchanges. So the fact that the currency is trading at 25% to 30% worse year over year from an Australian standpoint should have an impact. The Brazilian market, while it's struggling even worse from a currency exchange rate, they have historically trended to be less sensitive to it. So you'd see a dip, but not as great of one. It's too early to be alarmed. I think to expect a dip in Australia is one thing, but we can make that up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Christy Kavanaugh is Managing Director of Worldwide Sales for the Aspen Skiing Company. Last year was the skiing company's best year ever for international visitation.